グッドアフタヌーン。アイムユイチナカムラ from Japan. Today I'd like to present our SE Linux Security Policy Configuration Tool, SE Edit. I'll introduce background information about SE Linux. SE Linux is short for Security Enhanced Linux, originally developed by NSA. It works on the Linux kernel layer. The main feature is the access control to confine the behavior of attackers. It provides least privilege by type enforcement, in short TE, and it also provides mandatory access control that even root user cannot avoid. SE Linux is already widely used for servers. SE Linux is enabled on Red Hat, CentOS, and Fedora by default. And it is also useful for embedded devices because it is small enough and low overhead for C Linux devices. This figure shows the main feature of SE Linux, TE. In TE, levels called domain is assigned to process, and levels called types are assigned to resources. And SE Linux checks access to resources based on this domain and type, and the access rules are described in the security policy. In the security policy, access rules are written by SE Linux policy language. Domain is not allowed nesting by default. Only accesses permitted in the security policies are allowed. This is an example of the access rule. HTTP domain is allowed to read web contents T type. By this access rule, web server process is allowed to read homepage files. However, there is a bad reputation in SE Linux. Many people say SE Linux is difficult, unusable, and causes a lot of trouble. SE Linux is included in major Linux distributions, but many system administrators are often recommended to disable SE Linux. Actually, I see in many guidebooks for system administrators that at first you should disable SE Linux at installation time. Why there is such bad reputation? The main reason is security policy configuration is difficult. There are many permissions and many level configurations, and there is often more than 100,000 access rules. So it is very hard to write and understand security policy configurations. So the purpose of our research is to make it easy to write and understand the security policy. Next, I'll discuss the problems in the existing method. The most popular approach against the difficulty of security policy is ref policy. Ref policy is developed by SE Linux community. Most security policies are created using ref policy. The approach of ref policy is these two. The first approach is the sample configurations. Ref policy aims to prepare as many configurations as possible by the power of SE Linux community and Linux distributors. Many configurations for most applications in Fedora and CentOS are covered. And the second approach is macros. To write commonly used sentence in short expressions, many macros are prepared. And ref policy works very well if system is used as expected by Left Policy developers. For example, if we use CentOS as default configuration, we do not have to do nothing for SA Linux. However, there's limitations in Left Policy. Because preparing sample configurations for everything is impossible. Customizing Left Policy is necessary in systems that are beyond the expectation of Left Policy developers. For example, commercial applications and custom applications and embedded system is out of scope of Left Policy developers. So we must customize Left Policy for such system. In customize, we have to write configurations, and also we have to understand Left Policy configurations. Understanding is also important factor because we often do not use system that cannot be understood. However, writing and understanding Left Policy configuration is very difficult. There's mainly three reasons. The first difficulty is the amount of configuration lines. There are often more than 100,000 configuration lines. This is because to support as many use cases as possible, so many unused configurations are included in Left Policy. And size is also a problem for resource-constrained devices. And the second difficulty is the number of configuration elements, many permissions and many type definitions, and more than 1,000 macros. And the third difficulty is the type configurations. Many system administrators have been identifying resources as resource names, such as file name and port number, but they are not familiar with types. They do not identify resources with types. There is some example. This Apache content template, SIS, is an example of a macro. To understand what is configured, we have to look for the macro definitions, but the macro definition is often very nested. So it is very difficult to understand what is permitted in this macro. Next line is bar www is type configurations to assign HTTP syscontent T type and bar www. Regular expression is used, and the macro is used. It is also difficult. Next, I'll explain our solution, SEEdit. SEEdit is composed of SPDL and SPDL tools. SPDL is short for Simplified Policy Description Language. This is a higher level language on top of existing SA Linux policy language. It aims to reduce the number of permissions, and it hides type configurations. And these SPDL tools help to write configurations with SPDL. In addition, we write only necessary configuration from zero. By SEEdit, we do not use Left Policy. So the number of configuration lines will be reduced. This is the architecture of SEEdit. This simplified policy is a configuration written in SPDL. It is easy to understand and write. We use SPDL tools to generate simplified policy configuration. SPDL converter converts SPDL to a usual security policy syntax. This is some detail of SPDL. In SPDL, type configurations are hidden. We identify resources with names in SPDL. And the number of permissions are reduced by integrated permissions. For example, integrated permission R grants 14 SLinux permissions related to reading files. Here is some example about the configuration of web server to access homepage files and port number. The path to the program file of Apache web server is described, and the path to the homepage and read permission is described. Then the port 80 is described. It is much easier to understand for usual system administrators. And this figure shows how we convert SPDL to SELinux policy language. SPDL converter generates type labels from resource names. For example, in this example, there is a file, bar www. SPDL converter generates bar www t type. And it generates the corresponding allow statements of for SELinux policy language, like these three lines. And it also generates a relationship between types and files. And the SPDL tools helps writing security policy. This figure shows the typical process of writing the security policy. At first, we assign domain to target application. And next, we run application and see what kind of resources the target application accesses. Next, we describe configurations to allow access using the access logs. SPDL tools, template generator helps the process of the stage of assigning domain, and the allow generator helps the process at the describe configurations using access logs. And this picture shows the template generator. First, we are asked to the type of target application. Does the application is a demo application or a desktop application? We choose the type of application using yes-no dialogue. Then we input the knowledge about the target application. In many cases, system administrator knows what kind of files and port numbers does the application uses. So the system administrator can input their knowledge using this dialogue box. This picture shows the allow generator. Allow generator generates configurations by audit to allows approach. In audit to allows approach, configurations are generated from access logs. For example, a log says the HTTP domain led to the bar www, then the SPD allow generator generates configurations like this. We do not have to write configurations by hand. We evaluated SE edit on PC system and embedded systems. For PC system, we configured 16 applications. And for embedded system, we configured five applications. Here is the result. The amount of lines is 400 for PC system and 170 for embedded system. It does not take so much time to describe such amount. Actually, we can describe security policy about within half a day. And the number of configuration elements are reduced very much like this. And the template generator could generate half of configurations. And the allow generator could also could generate many part of configurations. We do not have to write configurations by hand. This shows the result of evaluation result of the example of the understanding configurations. Left hand shows the configurations by SPDL about the Apache web server to read home page and the using port 80. There's only four lines. And the right hand is a similar configurations taken from left policy. It is much difficult to understand. Many macros are used and types are used. So obviously, SPDL is much easier to understand. And the about size. In embedded system, size is very important. Left policy based security policies, the footprint is around from 2 megabytes to 5 megabytes. And the footprint of our created policy for embedded system is very, very small. File size is 70 kilobytes and RAM usage is 400 kilobytes. It is not a significant problem for embedded systems. But SEEdit is not perfect. There is some limitations. There is usability and security trade-offs. First trade-off is existing integrated permissions. Integrated permissions merges multiple SE Linux permissions to one permission, so the granularity is reduced. For example, integrated permission R integrates read permissions about normal file and symbolic link. So the allowing access is only to symbolic link, but not normal file is impossible. So we have to support new SPDL syntax to support such case. And the second trade-off exists in the audit to allow approach in allow generator. Unnecessary accesses may be allowed if we use the generated configurations blindly. For example, there is a bug in a target applications, and the application misbehaves and accesses the unnecessary important file, such as password file. Then the access rules allowing access to the such password file is generated. To prevent such case, we have to check the output of allow generator. This is a summary of this presentation. We conclude that SEEdit makes it easy to write and understand security policy configurations with SPDL and SPDL tools. About future work, there is another limitation. Current SEEdit is not compatible with the left policy configurations. So we have to improve SPDL converter to generate compatible configurations that is appendable to existing left policy configurations. And SEEdit is also available as a GPL license at this SourceForge website. Please visit and try and give me some feedback. This is the end of my presentation. Thank you for your attention. And do you have any question, please?
Hi, my name is Hugh Brown from the University of British Columbia. As I understand it, the reference policy right now is something like 80 to 100,000 lines of rules. Yeah. I'm just wondering if you have considered the idea of using SEEdit as a way of sort of generating those rules so that you have a much smaller code base to work from. Do you think that your tool would be a good way to, once the problems are worked out that you mentioned, to maintain that reference policy forever?
Your question is maintain the policy something?
Yeah, would SE Edit be a good tool, do you think, to maintain that reference policy?
Maintain reference? Your question is, do I have to maintain the policy? Sorry?
No, do you think it would be a good way to maintain reference policy in the future?
Yes. I want to, yeah, in the future, I want to use some new feature to use the ref policy.
Thank you.
Did you have a follow-up?
Glenn Faden, this similar question. So instead of appending, instead of being able to append to the existing ref policy, I think the previous question was really, could you somehow represent the existing ref policy using your SE Edit rules?
Your question is,
Can you go backwards? Can you go backwards to convert the existing ref policy into SE Edit syntax?
Yes, we can go back to the existing ref policy. Yes.
Do you have it by hand? Do you have a tool for that, or how do you do that?
By hand.
By hand?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess the third question is kind of along the same lines, but the observation I have is I don't know SE Edit, or SE Linux rather, so I can see it from completely outside, so hopefully that's not a disadvantage. The problem, if someone doesn't want to use a particular security policy, it's hard to express what they want to express in the first place, or it's hard to understand why things are allowed that shouldn't be allowed, or understand why things are disallowed that they want to be allowed. So if you see, if you write the policy and it doesn't do what you want, aren't you stuck with debugging in a language that you didn't write it in? I mean, you write the policy in SE Edit language, but then it renders configurations in the original language. So you have to know that language to solve two out of the three kinds of problems that arise when people use these languages. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm just wondering. I think the last comment about you have to have a way to go back from the original policy language to your SPDL. So that people can find which SPDL rule is responsible for a particular behavior.
Your question is to convert the original policy to SPDL, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think there is a way, but it is not perfect. Only some part it will work, but I guess there is some part it does not work. And my English is not so good, so please discuss later. I want to discuss more.